Father, once again, we recognize that you are present here among us in our worship, and we thank you that you're a faithful God to come, and we thank you for your promise that your word that goes out will not return void, but it will accomplish all that you purpose. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Good morning. I am fascinated in this gospel lesson from Luke chapter 5 by a number of things. I'm fascinated with all the times that Jesus has miracles, performs miracles of abundance, how he takes a little and in his hands it becomes sufficient for the people, becomes enough, how he takes a few loaves and a few fish. And in his hands, he blesses them and breaks them, and it becomes sufficient to feed the multitudes. And how he healed all 10 lepers in Samaria. And how he takes in his hands a few fishermen who have no promise whatsoever. And after a little bit of discipling, a little bit of teaching, and a lot of the Holy Spirit, they are sent out. And in God's hands, they become sufficient for the needs of the world, and they transform the world in their generation. A little in the hands of God becomes a lot and sufficient for the needs of his people. Also fascinated that this lesson of the multiplication of the fish, not the multiplication, but the manifestation of fish, that becomes huge and a miraculous event is it happens twice in the Gospels, one at the beginning of Jesus' ministry and one at the end of his ministry. And so Luke chapter 5 tells us how Jesus' ministry is launched. He's on the lake of Gennesaret, or the lake of Galilee, and he performs this great miracle whereby a multitude of fish are caught. And at the end of his ministry, after his death and resurrection, the same thing happens. And so the gospel writers want us to take a look at that, the miracle of the of abundance that God provides so well and becomes sufficient for the needs of the people that day. And I'm also interested in this gospel because it's the kind of gospel where we often miss the point. I mean, our minds race to that one phrase where Jesus says, "I'll make you fishers of men," and we miss the miracle. It's an amazing miracle that happens in this gospel lesson, and so it's true. God wants to make us fishers of men and women for Christ, and he wants to make us fruitful, and he wants the church to grow, and he wants you to convert people and all of that stuff, but the real point of this gospel is to show how God transformed the life of this simple fisherman to become an amazing vehicle in the hands of God. So in this gospel lesson today, Jesus gets into a boat, and there's a huge crowd. And because of the crowd, he gets into the boat, and he begins to teach from the boat. And we don't know what the content of that teaching was. That's not the point of the story. But the Jesus gets into the boat, and after he's finished, it says, he looks to Simon Peter, and he says to Simon Peter, who is the professional fisherman, and here he is the professional carpenter, he says to Simon Peter, the professional fisherman, "Go out into the deep, put down the nets, and fish." And so Simon Peter says to Jesus, "Master, we fished all night, and we didn't catch a single fish. Jesus, don't you understand? We're the fishermen. We're the ones who have been to school for fishing. We're the ones that wrote the book on fishing, and we're the experts on fishing. And so, Jesus, you just need to trust us that we know what we're doing, and when we fished and didn't catch anything, it's because there were no fish there." But in obedience to Jesus' word, they do what Jesus asks. And so they let down the nets in the deep, and an amazing thing happens. There's such a catch of fish that it amazes everyone there. They can't believe it, how much they bring in. So much so that the nets begin to break, and they fill two boats full, and the boats begin to sink. And they're overwhelmed with astonishment at this great miracle. Jesus, the professional carpenter, tells these professional fishermen what to do, and this little in the hands of God becomes an amazing miracle of abundance, just like Jesus says over and over again. And so Peter, seeing this amazing abundance, he does what a professional carpenter would be surprised to see. When he sees what a professional carpenter does, and an amateur fisherman does, he falls to his knees and he's amazed at Jesus' holiness. He's brought from a sense of this is a pretty remarkable guy because we're here to listen to his teaching to this must be God. This must be God who would do such a great thing. This miracle leads to Peter, Simon Peter, recognizing Jesus for who he is. And in his presence now, he sees who Jesus is, and he's overwhelmed with a sense of wonder and awe, so much so that it puts him in touch with his own unholiness in the presence of a holy God, like Gideon in the Old Testament lesson today. And he basically says to Jesus, "Get away from me. I can't take it." It exposes his own sinful need. And so our own inadequate efforts in the presence of a completely adequate God exposes our profound need for God, for the solution to our own sin and guilt that's not in us. And it exposes our need for hope and joy and happiness that's not within us to find. And it exposes our need for a Savior. Jesus fulfills to overflowing our emptiness with unspeakable abundance and holy abundance. And he brings this catch from the depths. He says, go into the deep and bring up the nets. And that's where God finds us, in the depths. He finds us in the darkness of the deep waters of the Sea of Galilee. And he brings us up, and he brings us into his fold and into his family. So I think we have to admit this morning, as we listen to this gospel from Luke chapter 5, that we are the professionals. I mean, we're the Christians. And we have it all down. We know what it takes. Some of us were Episcopalians even. You know, so we got that down, and so we know what it takes, and we work the program, and we know that it takes prayer and regular discipleship and coming to church, and we're working the program, and we're working hard the program. But it's the opposite of what Simon Peter says in this gospel when he says, "Lord, I'm a sinner, and you came to seek and to save the lost. And Jesus, I want you to know that's me. That's me." Peter is so aware now of his utter unworthiness. He's so aware at this point in his life and ministry of the sinfulness of sin and the greatness of grace. How much he needs God, and how much he needs to look to Jesus to find the hope that he's longing for and searching for. So Peter was brought along to see this. You see how he begins the gospel lesson by calling Jesus Master. He says, Master, we fished all night and we didn't catch anything. And master is a word that's significant because it suggests like teacher, like I'm here to submit to your teaching and I'm here because your teaching is important and it even entertains me and it's something I want to hold on to. But he's brought from that understanding of Jesus to Jesus' lordship, because after this happens, he falls on his face and he says, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. And isn't that what God is doing in our lives? He's bringing us from an understanding of God that's not complete to a more complete understanding of God. So we'd know him better and deeper as our Savior and as our hope. So the gospel today and always is not that we get what we put into it, because they fished all night and they worked hard and they were exhausted. See, that's bad news, that we get what we put into it. The good news is always we get what we don't deserve. That's God's gospel lesson for us always. We don't deserve it. We're utter sinful people, and we don't deserve his goodness and grace and forgiveness. We don't deserve the gift of new life, and we don't deserve the gift of his Holy Spirit. We don't deserve any of it. But God in his goodness reaches out to us, and he bestows on us what we don't deserve. And so God is the miracle worker of abundance. He's the abundance worker, and we're the recipients of that grace, that goodness. It's always true. Now, I want you to look for a second at this gospel today from Luke chapter 5, and how God blesses the disciples and how he brings them along, how he moves them to a greater understanding of who he is. And I compare it with John chapter 21 at the end of Jesus' life after his resurrection, because they're the same miracle, but they happen twice. And so it's important for us to see the distinctions here. It's the same problem that they face. They've been fishing all night and they've caught nothing. In their own efforts, in their own work, in their own working the plan, it hasn't brought them what they really sincerely need. And it's the same response. Jesus basically says, do something. To the folks in chapter 5 of Luke, he says, go out to the deep and put your nets in there. And in John chapter 21, he says, fish on the other side of the boat. But Jesus says, do something, and they obey him. They trust his voice, and they are blessed because they trust his voice. It's the same miracle, incredible abundance. In Luke chapter 5, it's that the nets begin to break, it's so abundant, and the boats begin to sink because they're filled with fish. In John chapter 21, they bring in so much fish that the boats begin to sink, and they count them, 156. Pretty remarkable. And it's the same miracle that has to do with Simon Peter. Simon Peter's the object of this miracle. It's God wanting to work in his life in such a way that he's brought along to see a fuller picture of who Jesus really is. And so the big difference in this gospel compared to John chapter 21 is that in the first, Simon Peter kneels down at Jesus' feet when he sees the miracle, and he says, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. He's totally aware now of his sinful nature, of his need, of how he's not worthy to stand in the presence of God. And you see what happens at the end of the life of Peter and Jesus after his resurrection. Now what happens after seeing this miracle, Simon Peter gets out of the boat and runs to be close to Jesus, because he can't get enough of Jesus. Whenever Jesus shows up, he wants to be there. You see how God has brought him along. It's taken 3 years. It's taken a while. It's taken a lifetime. But now he comes to see who Jesus really is and a fuller picture of the love of God. And that's what God is doing in our lives today. I am so convinced. He's bringing us along. He's wanting us to make progress towards a fuller understanding of who God is, how much he loves us, and how much he treasures us. He wants to bring us from a self-sufficiency. Lord, we fished all night, and we didn't pan out. It didn't provide any fish. And he wants to bring us from skepticism. Lord, how could you possibly know better than us? We're fishermen. He wants to bring us from that place to, Lord, we recognize that you are sufficient when we're not. He wants to bring us from fear and reverence that Peter faces first in his ministry with Jesus to, Lord, I can't wait to be with you. Let me get out of the boat. I want to be where you are, wherever you are. He wants to bring us to confidence in a completely trustworthy God. Lord, I can't wait to be where you show up and where you are. And so Luke chapter 5 and John chapter 21, as we compare them, God is showing himself to be a God of abundance, a God who is going to address our deepest needs. And he wants to bless us in good times and hard times, in our struggles and in our victories. He wants to bless us, not because we've earned it and not because we've worked hard for it, but only because he loves us. And he delights and rejoices over us to give us something that we don't deserve, that we haven't earned, his grace, his mercy, and his love. And so, Lord, I pray today that you would show us the good news of this gospel that transformed simple fishermen in a very short period of time to become vehicles of transformation power of God in the world. Pray that this gospel that's undeserved would penetrate our hearts and be in our lives, and you would show us more of your love and mercy and grace. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.